Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What about KC?
You played in KC. You just could bring yourself.
Seeing KC and like, bro, Andy Reid was just calling me, and then he was sending me Lombardi trophy pictures like constantly. So I was like, and we had a good talk. So it would have been KC after the Steelers. Like, texted to me like while I was trying to make a decision, and I have so much respect for, you know, him and his team. So yeah,
I don't buy that story at all. I mean, that's no lie detector there on Juju on the Michael Irvin podcast. There's a what's the name of the lie detector? Stenograph? What's it?
Polygraph.
Polygraph. Yeah, the stenographer is the person who keeps notes. The polygraph is the machine that can tell. There's big spikes if you're lying. The needle goes all over the place, right? I don't buy that story from Juju. I think he had to sanitize it and clean it up for the Michael Irvin podcast. I think he had to completely make up something. There's a half-truth in there. He was getting texts from Andy Reid, but they weren't Lombardis. They were brisket pictures that were being sent. He was sending, you know, big slices of cornbread.
Reid sends just this incredible thing. Have you ever heard of burnt ends in Southern California or Pittsburgh?
Pictures of burnt, like, mash, macaroni.
I got to be honest. If Andy Reid was trying to recruit me and he was sending me pictures of barbecue, that would be like a deciding factor more than a Lombardi trophy would be.
I just think that Andy Reid's phone is just food porn. I don't actually mean like sexual stuff.
Like
with
he
food.
Goes on, I mean, if his wife was looking at the Instagram and hit the little search thing that we know Craig has gotten in trouble for, it would just be people cutting like ribeyes, like, you know. That's what mine looks like. I'm not shaming the man here. I think he's got good taste.
And I'm not just saying it because he's a bigger fellow. I'm saying it because when we
isn't it well documented that he likes his meals? He likes his steaks.
When he interviewed for the Eagles head coaching job, he ordered two steaks
at the dinner. It's just pure power.
Gradkowski told me that when Andy Reid interviewed him at the combine, he ate an entire bag of potato chips during the conversation, and not the vending machine-sized bag. We're talking, Kale, we're talking about supermarket-sized full bag.
Think of how much air is in one of those bags,
you're
right?
You're making it sound like eating a normal. When was the last time you ate a normal-sized bag of chips on your own? You just plopped your ass down on a couch. You had the day to yourself.
It's been a while because I'm getting a little older. And so I guess Andy Reid's a lot older than me, so maybe he shouldn't be doing this. But I used to do it. You know what else I've eaten an entire box of, and it's not a traditional
quinoa?
In fact, no, you're going to laugh. This is something that I used to pop like it was chips, like it was bite-sized snack foods. Yes. I have eaten an entire box of croutons in one sitting, just like they're like, you know, Italian seasoned potato chips. And I have no shame in that.
I don't think that an interview would last with a middle round college quarterback for more than say a half hour or 45 minutes. So Andy Reid just ripped through an entire bag of potato chips.
Does your opinion on it, since we know it was a store size bag, is it more or less understandable based on the kind of chip? Like if it's Doritos or something
and
like
he's
that.
He's wiping
that
the nacho
like
cheese orange stuff all over his shirt.
He's like, here, diagram this for me, and the board is starting to stain orange.
It's not the biggest reason why I don't eat them, But I absolutely, when it comes to cheese balls, cheese curls, Cheetos, the orange stuff, just you can't get it off your fingers without like even a napkin. I don't think when you're really going to town, I don't even think a napkin suffices. It's serious buildup, and it's like glue. Orange glue that gets stuck to your fingers.
I've eaten Doritos, but I've never eaten, like, obviously, the cheese balls never appealed to me at
cheese
all.
Puffs?
Or, like, the Cheetos.
How about cheese
not
puffs?
Really. Like, I never, no, because it was more the puff and not the cheese.
How
no, it was
curl?
More the puff part of it. No, like, I'll eat Doritos, which is my foray into the orange stuff on your fingers. But it's really that bad when you're messing with, like,
yeah.
cheese balls
Kale?
Or cheese
puffs? Want to back me up? You Ugh. Cheeto man? You don't strike me as a guy that's had a Cheeto in years.
It's been a little bit, but I am a Cheeto man. I'm more of a puff guy than the
curl
than the original brittle ones.
How does Chester stack up as like a mascot for a food? You know, you've got a cheetah. He puts sunglasses on. He seems to like to have a good time.
He seems to have
like
been
that.
Retired. Like they don't use him anymore. I don't really see Cheetos come. They've got Cheeto has gotten to a point where I think they have the market cornered on the cheese curl and cheese puff that they don't even have to advertise anymore.
So they're like the Kleenex. Like, people just call those things Cheetos, even
yeah,
if they're
exactly.
not.
That's exactly right, Chris. Good job.
Cool. That's a good place to be in the cheese puff game.
Can I also point out something from this Juju story that needs to be said about Andy Reid texting him Lombardi's?
Yes.
What a subtle shot that is at the Steelers. That a coach in the league who didn't even win the Super Bowl last year, he won it 2 years ago, is trying to win over a Steelers wide receiver by sending him a Lombardi. This is a franchise that has six of them and hasn't posted a losing season since 2003. And yet, Andy Reid, a very smart guy, thinks the way to appeal to Juju is to show him we win and the team you just played for does not. What a isn't that just a low key shot across the bow at the Steelers? Juju didn't play for the Bengals last year or the Falcons or the Jaguars. He played for the team that has like the best winning percentage since the AFL-NFL merger. But Andy Reid is an astute guy, is probably like, he doesn't think if he goes back to Pittsburgh he can actually win the Super Bowl, and he's saying it to himself while he's munching. He doesn't actually think he can win the Super Bowl there. I'm going to send him a Lombardi trophy. That says, I think that says less about the Steelers than it does Juju. That's the way he thought he could sell him on. He didn't send him a picture of Patrick Mahomes. He sent him a picture of a Lombardi, Chris.
Does that mean he thinks that Juju was like all about championships? Because I would imagine people here would say,
no, know,
well, send him a picture of your brand
I
and how
actually,
much Kansas City can boost
if,
it.
If, no, I mean this. If I were Tomlin, I would think, if I heard about this story, I would think to myself, are you kidding me? This is what
Andy Reid
thinks
Tomlin,
of me, and this is what he thinks of the organization I coach, that he's going to steal
if I were
one
Mike
of my
Tomlin,
players away
I would
with
say,
a Lombardi. Picture?
If I were Mike Tomlin, I would be focused more on winning more than three playoff games the last decade, personally. Because how much of a subtle shot is it from Andy Reid if it's true? The Steelers were much better last year. Many wins better than the Jags, the Bengals, all those also-rans you mentioned. But in terms of distance away from winning a Super Bowl, they weren't that much further down the road and further ahead.
Did you ever think about it that way, Kale? I mean, it's not like a Pirates player is a free agent and the manager of the Astros or Dodgers sends a World Series trophy picture.
It's not like what Noah Syndergaard said the other day.
What would he do? What'd he do?
He said he was trying
You're
to watch the Mets game
pony?
And was blacked out, and then he said, "Well, I guess I got to watch the blank Pirates."
Oh, I missed that one.
You Ooh. Did?
Yeah, I did.
I just assumed you didn't want to talk about it. Oh yeah, he like got all
yesterday?
Fired up. He was no, it was the Mets game. It was would it have been the Conforto game? Yeah, I guess yeah, yesterday or
yeah,
maybe
yesterday.
2 days ago. And he got mad about the blackout restrictions and then said, "Well, guess I have to watch the bleepy Pirates." The story was up on our website. It is not flattering.
I'm surprised that story gets published over at 937thefan.com.
I think it kind of went viral a little bit.
Knowing Colonel Gracie, I'm surprised that he didn't tell the writer to stand down in that case.
Could it? It might have been a writer from outside our little sphere here, and it was getting published under the Fan banner, so to speak. A hired gun, maybe, from a different market.
I think that Juju picked the Steelers over the Chiefs offer, which was a little bit more money than the Steelers, and there were incentives that
Do you believe that the Chiefs made a real offer to him, by the way?
Yeah, I think they made a one-year deal. I don't think they made a multi-year deal. I think that the I think Andy Reid at some point will talk this offseason, probably with barbecue sauce on his cheek or, you know, some crumbs in his mustache, and he'll cop to this. He'll say that he did send these things and he was trying to recruit Juju. But I think Juju picked the Steelers for a different reason. I think he picked them because it is good for his brand in this way. Even though the numbers don't back it up and there are better players on the team and there's a Hall of Fame quarterback, he is the biggest name Steeler. He is still, when he's here, he's a big fish in a small pond. That's not true if he went to the Chiefs, because Patrick Mahomes is everywhere. He's ubiquitous. He's got more. He's in more commercials. He's known, you know, outside of football, I think, even more than Juju is. And I don't think we talk about him playing second fiddle or third fiddle to Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce as a pass catcher. I think it's equally about him being a backup singer to Mahomes. I mean, say what you will about Roethlisberger. Now that he's not doing the radio show, Chris, he's not in the public eye at all. There's an AB's
no,
gone. There's nobody.
Away from it.
There's no,
no
one other than TJ Watt standing in line behind Derek for an Italian sub. I mean, there's no other Steeler.
No, Juju's the loudest personality. I mean, I think the thing that you're getting at here is probably right to a degree, but I just look at it as, I guess, like, oh man, I can't believe I'm going to use this as the analogy I'll make. I remember when I was a teenager, like all the girls in eighth grade and ninth grade
had
were
a huge
in
crush
sync,
on you.
Right? No, don't we wish if we could rewrite history that way? No, sadly.
Did you have an eighth grade girlfriend?
I did not.
Did you have one?
I mean, I had girls that I had crushes on in eighth grade, but it would be
name
weird
drop?
To have an eighth grade girlfriend when
would
your
you
mom is the
dropping?
Eighth grade teacher. I'm not going
to
name drop.
You don't
I'm
need
not
to
gonna...
put a last name out there. Give us a first name.
It was a Jess. There was a Jessica involved.
Okay. Okay. Go on.
Man, I wonder if her husband listens to the show and would know that I was talking about her. I won't say any more about it. Anyway, no, I did not, though. But to the Juju point here.
Yeah.
Like, you remember, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC especially, were big, I'm sure, at your elementary school and whatever, right? Middle school.
You're sneaking in 98 degrees from time to time, right?
Yeah, O-Town, I think, was back in those days, too, right? But in NSYNC's case, it was, okay, you like NSYNC, and they're this very popular ensemble, and then you find out that the one dude in particular is by far the most talented or most famous of the group when he breaks off solo, right? It's Justin Timberlake. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's that effect for Juju in Kansas City. He is definitely a talented guy, but I think it blends in a little bit, and Mahomes in that setting will always, always
command the biggest spotlight. So who would Juju be in this analogy, Joey Fatone?
Yeah, I was going to say, if he goes to the Chiefs, he's like J.C. Chazet or something like that, one of those dudes.
I don't even think he's that guy. I think he's more like Joey Fatone.
I think the thing about Fatone was people said he could actually sing right up there with Timberlake, but Timberlake won the power struggle.
Really?
I thought that's how the story went. I'm not an NSYNC historian, but I'd have to ask. I have to text Alex, was Joey Fatone as good as Justin Timberlake?
I think he was fifth on the NSYNC depth chart. Not that I know.
I can't even name. So there's Timberlake. There was Lance
Bass.
Did he say it? He said it like a fish and not a
correct.
An
Lance
instrument.
Bass.
Lance Bass, J.C. Chazet, Joey Fatone,
and then the
who
guy
was the
Chris
other one?
That had weird like hair.
Oh, okay. Well, he's like that guy's number five on the list.
Okay. Well then, the Joey character's four.
But yeah, I think you're right to a degree. Juju, for a couple reasons, knows that in Pittsburgh he is a very big fish in a very small pond. He also knows, in a very practical football sense, that he's a guy who's going to get more targets here, because I do think the quarterback here has a certain rapport with and trust for him that he might not have with anybody else in that receiving core. I don't think you can really discount that either. He might make splashier plays in Kansas City, bigger plays, but I would bet that the numbers are still probably going to be, he's at least going to have the chance to put up bigger numbers here.
The only problem with that, though, is that if he's in Kansas City and he's third in this counting stats, and it's behind Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, everybody says, well, that makes sense. Those guys are, Kelce's one of the best, you know, pass catching tight ends of all time.
But if he's third here, it's behind Claypool and Deontay, and people kind of scratch their heads.
Yeah, and say, those guys are good receivers, but, you know.
Flip side of that, though, is you could see a team saying, well, he went to a place with basically two established alpha dog pass catchers. He put up good numbers, but what is that different from what we saw from his time with AB in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, but
here, he has a chance to do a little bit more as the man.
Yeah, he has a chance, but I'm saying if it doesn't work out and he's still third. If or not still third, because his numbers last year were not the third best of the three. But if those two do pass him this year, I don't think that bodes well for him in free agency, even when there is more money out there. If he drops to third behind Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool on the Steelers receiver depth chart, I don't see...
He's not getting big money.
Yeah, then he goes into free agency and he's looked at as... Not wide receiver one.
Do you think it's realistic that that happens?
I think that there's a chance.
Do you think that's realistic?
Sure. Yeah, even with that rapport you're talking about, we know Ben loves throwing the ball to Johnson. I mean, he kept going back to that well even with all the drops late in the year. And Claypool's got the best big play potential by far.
Here's the wild card. Does Juju come back having this sense, because he's a very smart guy, I think. Does he already have a bit of a sense that it's going to be a lot more of the short passing game next year? Because if you came back Ben was going to throw it deep, that's Chase Claypool's purview.
So I think that's an interesting observation. I think that's an interesting way of putting it. Do I think he's smart about certain things? Yes. Do I think that he has a great, you know, business sense or a great sense for his brand big picture? Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure he has great football sense. I'm not sure his football IQ.
I think he knows that football is business too, though. I mean, business off the field is very much business for him, but I think he's very much smart enough to try to read the tea leaves and figure out, is this offense going to be the style that features me more next year, or is Ben going to start holding onto the ball longer and getting it downfield more? Because that's not his game.
Well, if it's the same game as last year, though, Chris, where it's 6 yards a catch and it's all in the slot, I don't think that gets him paid. So it better change. And then he better hope it changes benefits him more than the other guys.
It's a different environment, though. It's a different free agency environment. It's teams with more money to throw around who might be more inclined to pay closer to a premium price for him.
Maybe, but I mean, think about what happened this year. Is the one team, not that they're known for being the smartest team in the world, they're honestly not, the Jets, looked at him and Corey Davis and said, we'd rather give Corey Davis the money.
Yeah, that's the damning one for me of all of those. He's not comparable to Galladay. That's the one that kind of had me scratching my head, because apples to apples, I think I would rather have Juju, as much as this might surprise you, than Corey Davis.
Same. All right, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. We're presented by Chafin Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right, with Chris Muller, of course, and Cale Berger producing for Craig today. Craig off covering the Pirates. So we've got Cale, who we'll get more into his Tinder profile later. Everybody knows about his relationship with Dan Marino. That's been a big topic on this program for a long time. And he is shaking his head saying, yes, I am Dan Marino's nephew. Damn straight. Jason,
don't run from it, Cale.
Jason Mackey on the Pirates' wretched start. And they actually made a trade that people are surprised by. Like, what are they thinking? What are they doing here? To tell you about next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.